The stage is set. Emergency vehicles, barricades, and uniformed officers surround one of the entrances to NIU's Convocation Center, and the performers are ready to take their places. Except one thing. There are no cameras, no overhead microphones, and no director ready to yell action. Oh yeah, and the actors aren't real actors. Still, the show is ready to begin. A DeKalb police officer gets things started by walking onto a bus that just arrived from Chicago.
Everybody's attention. The good news is DeKalb has cleared you. No issues on that end, so you got out just in time. That's good.
The officer informs the riders they were able to escape a catastrophic event in the city. Those on board are volunteers who spent the hour-long ride to DeKalb getting into character. They were assigned names and injuries to go along with the victims they are portraying.
I was trying to go through the debris and my hand got cut.
Okay.
My dog!
You have a dog with you,
yeah.
Or do you lost your dog?
I lost my dog. I was trying to find him.
That injured person's real name is Lillian Fleming, who is truly dedicated to her role. When she's brought inside the arena to get registered, things get a little testy.
I'm bleeding. Hurry up.
Fleming is then escorted to a waiting ambulance. That concludes her first journey through this evacuee evaluation process before she does it again under a different character. In real life, Fleming is a retired geographer. She explains why she's doing this.
I'm really interested in disaster planning and how we do prepare for disasters. So I just kind of stepped into this volunteer situation.
Back near the entrance, someone named Enrique is getting registered.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Considering the circumstances,
pretty bad day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope I can do everything I can to make this quick for you.
Enrique is suffering from stomach pains and, like his predecessor, gets quickly sent over to the medical area for further evaluation. He's being played by Nick Bondi of Chicago, who says this reminds him of his time in the military.
It's fun, it's interesting, it's different. We'll see what happens with my next role, but it's fun.
Almost none of these volunteers have any acting experience, nor are they given any makeup or fake blood to look the part. But officials in charge want them to make it seem as if they are people who need help immediately.
We want them to sell the role to the point where we learn something from it.
That's Earl Mashaw, who's the project coordinator for the Regional Catastrophic Preparedness Grant Program. He says the Convocation Center is in line to serve as one of three regional hub reception centers for evacuees should a major disaster hit the Chicago metro area. And just as important as it is for the volunteers to make things seem real, Mashaw says emergency response officials also have to step it up and not just go through the motions.
That fireman needs to play it like it's real, and the police officer needs to play it like it's real. Have that empathy. These people have just went through a traumatic experience.
Meaning no part is too small in this disaster drill. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.